www.thebrewingnetwork.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. What's the green
bag? Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. I'm not kidding. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheehan is with us. Rich Sheehan wrote a book, One New York Man's Journey to Off Grid Living in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Thank you, Vance. Appreciate the invite.
Rich, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now in the news. There's a farmer under siege in Nevada. And my reports are that Shane Harger, the fired chief of police, Jemez Springs, New Mexico, is on the way to the ranch right now. He's going to try to report in. We have no idea exactly where he is. His whereabouts is unknown, but he is on the road heading that way. He may have cell problems. I don't know. Second hour, we're hoping to have him with us, but we have not confirmed that. As of last night, that was the plan. And then Chris Harold is going to be with us second hour. He is heading that way. He was there 2 days ago. He is going to tell us what's going on. John Moore is going to be joining us second hour. So, you know, Rich, this is big news. A cattle rancher is under siege by the federal government. And, you know, one of the things, it's horrible. I'm a cattle farmer, which means that I have a farm and I raise, I'm not going to say how many cows, but farmers don't talk about that. But this poor farmer is under siege. He's been using this land since the late 1800s, his family has, and the Bureau of Land Management says that, hey, they want him off the land. They act like it's their land, it's our land, it belongs to we the people. And there's some speculation that there are some fracking exploration holes being drilled on the area that these cows are on, and that is what it's about. So it's always, always, always about money, class. So we're going to explore a little bit more about that. There are a couple hundred agents, helicopters, snipers. I mean, can you imagine being a farmer and then having a couple hundred federales in uniform, flak jackets, helicopters? I mean, when are the tanks coming in? Is this the next Ruby Ridge? I know Randy Weaver from Ruby Ridge, and he was a tough guy, right? And the family, the rancher's family, they are tough too. So they are facing down the federal government. Rich, we need to talk about political correctness, and you've got a few chapters in your book, and you talk about that. Let's start with that, political correctness.
Yeah, well, Vince, my book, as you know, half of it is about how to, and includes chapters like gardening, health, immune system, hobby farm animals, buying land, edible and medicinal plants, and much more. But all the radio shows that I've been on over the past several months, 90% of them want to talk about my political correct chapters, like chapter 2, political correctness out of control, and chapter 3, which discusses the rise of political correctness and the fall of the middle class. what people are realizing in America, Vince, is that, and you even talked about it when you were talking about this cattleman, you know, big government and big oligarchies are basically controlling everything. And you got to follow the money. And if you're not part of the big oligarchy or the big government to have protectionist status, you're going to be in big trouble. And people are realizing that we have special rules, laws, and accountability for a different group based on victim group or protectionist group status. And this is an insult. You know, last month I had the privilege of listening to Dr. Ben Carson speak live. He came to Northwest Montana, and I was lucky enough to be in the front row. And one of the first things out of his mouth, and of course, since I just wrote this book a few months ago, I was like, yes. The first thing, words out of his mouth, folks, was, I hate political correctness. And he mentioned how they're making victims out of minorities, and he even mentioned blacks. And what civil rights policies were judged by individual merit, not by group. You know, we're dividing our nation. And that's one of the reasons I put these political correct chapters in the book, folks, because it really is a sobriety test to see if Americans are too drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. You know, we've gotten to the point where we've passed common sense and logic. We've even passed ridiculous. We've gone to uncharted territory, which is ruining any chance of prosperity for the middle class. You know, and people blame ignorance, apathy, and indifference for the lack of prosperity for the middle class these days. But what's really killing us, folks, is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. And this is enormous. And it just like the example you shared with the cattle farmer, Vince, our minds and opinions are being changed by certain powerful forces who don't practice what they preach. And they're using threats, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, shaming. This is nothing more than force and fear. It's a lot more than social control through imposed etiquette. And we need to stand up to it. We need to stand for principle.
Rich, just to put an exclamation point on what you just said, maybe the fourth or fifth post on the USAPreparedness.com, There's a repost of an article. It says, inside the abandoned shopping centers that were once a beacon of the American dream. Now, the malls, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about shopping malls. And they were back in the 70s, it was a middle class event to go to the mall and go shopping and spend the day there. And of course, I did it too. As someone who probably was somewhere in the middle class. I spent some time at the malls when I was younger with Mrs. F. And you know, it was kind of neat. It really was. And you could just walk around and look at things. And the malls are being abandoned in Ohio. Okay? If you go to the website, you'll see a magnificent series of photographs of this one particular abandoned mall. It is magnificent. But vandals have been there, and they've broken windows, broken glass, sprayed graffiti. The roof is leaking, and it's going to look like Beirut and Detroit in a couple years. And it's sad. This mall could be turned into something magnificent. Seriously. It's a concrete, brick, mortar facility. It's really, really nice. And it's just one more example of the decline of the middle class in the United States of America. It's outrageous.
Well, sure. And these are all subsets, Vince, under political correctness. When you have so many discrimination lawsuits out there, more attorneys than the whole world combined, when if you have some type of victim group or protection status and you can sue for telling because a colleague told a joke on the job, what's going to happen? You're going to have less manufacturing plants, less jobs, more corruption and manipulation, less consumer confidence and demand. Mm-hmm. Expect to see basically an aristocracy growing where the middle class and the poor are going to be one class, and there's going to be very little commerce. And then when you combine it with so many companies who want to go out of the country or online because they don't want to deal with all this PC crap.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 1970s, I went to an all-male high school, and it was a high school that would prepare you for college. And I didn't have the best grades, and I didn't have the worst grades. So I had applied to a state university to become a teacher. And my father was very, very good friends with the chairman of one of the departments. And this college or this university was in the state where I was living. I had a chance to go to this institution. It's exactly the same institution that my dad went to. Well, I was denied acceptance. And I reapplied, and I was denied acceptance. And there's no way I could get into the school. And my grades were good enough. I wasn't a troubled teenager. I had no record. I was perfectly qualified to go to this university. I could not get in. And during that summer, I was pumping gas at a gas station. I was also an air conditioning technician, so I spent a lot of time at this particular auto repair service station, air conditioning shop. This young man of a different color than I came into the gas station for gas, and he had on his back window of his car the exact school that I had applied to. And I said, "Wow, it's great that you're going there. How'd you do on the entrance exam?" And there was a look of bewilderment. What entrance exam? You know, the one that you take to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't take one of those. Really? So this guy gets in. He speaks some form of English that's a little different from mine. And he gets in, gets a free ride. I want to pay for it. Can't get in. And so if you're talking about something that makes me angry, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just like being on an airplane, and they say, the stewardess says, and this was a couple days ago, I was flying back from Las Vegas, "Hey, y'all in the back there, don't you be coming up here in the front on account of, this is first class, and we don't want you hanging out in the aisle and using their bathroom, y'all."
Mm-hmm.
So, politically correct, it's an outrage to me. Please continue.
Well, it's not just an outrage, but it lowers the standards of America. When you eliminate
absolutely
ingenuity, productivity, and accountability, which is essential to the American success of our country over decades, first of all, it's an insult to the intelligence and work ethic of anybody who's considered to be in a victim group or protectionist group status. It's a slap in the
You're
face
right.
to America.
Rich, even hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Rich Sheeven, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here behind the microphone and I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned at the siege. The siege that is happening right now in Clark County, Nevada. I mean, I just left there and I knew this was happening. And you know the way they work airline tickets, you lose your money unless you buy insurance. So I couldn't postpone my flight because I would have lost my money and my seat, and I fund everything by myself. And it was just something that I could not do. I would have liked to have gone there and reported live. And I would have liked to stand, the rancher and the federales. I know it's coming to my farm. I just don't know when. I really believe that it's coming to my farm. And class, that's why I'm going to run for sheriff here in Missouri. Because as I think about my sheriff, I've talked to my sheriff many times. I can't get a straight answer out of that man. I really can't. I don't know if he's with us or against us. I don't know what he's for, what he's against. I'm a Republican committee man, and when it serves his purposes, he is certainly polite to me. Because I don't know where he stands, I have to run against him, and I have to do what I can to replace him. Because had that happened in our county, had one of our farmers been invaded by the federales, I would have put the federal government on notice and tell them to pack sand and get out of my county. And I would use the word my in quotes, meaning under the jurisdiction of the sheriff. Not that I own the county. But I would be there to protect we the people. It makes me furious just thinking about this. I'm going to cover a little bit more about this on the second hour. Greg in Delta, Utah. You're on with USAPrepares.com. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to report on what's going on there because, I mean, even say here in Millard County, there was the land use changes, and evidently I found out that only every other page was mailed to these people, and they didn't even read it and just passed it. And I know there's not a dairy down here that's not in bankruptcy proceedings right now. But back to Clark County and what's going on there, I learned last night that the real reason, naturalnews.com reported a story on fracking. They've been drilling wells throughout the area, test wells, and they've been selling off rights and making millions that end up going into their, you know, salaries and stuff, millions of dollars on land leases for fracking. And it's really not the desert tortoise that they're after, obviously, because the desert tortoise actually benefits from the cattle. It uses the dung to get its moisture, and that's why they're actually thriving in the area. But anyway, back to the story, there's a standoff going on down there, and when I was listening to Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero last night, a caller came in and called from Tennessee. They've got a militia that's headed out there, and they also have another militia from Florida that were on the road, and one from Utah, from what I understand, he said. And these people have been telling their wives and their families, we may not be coming home.
Greg, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I was on the phone yesterday. I was in Springfield, Missouri, taking care of some business. I've got some colleagues coming to the farm, and we're going to be broadcasting with Sheriff Richard Mack on Friday in Springfield, Illinois. And there's a post on the website, class, if you're interested in attending with us. It's absolutely free. But the sheriffs are getting together. The constitutional sheriffs and peace officers are getting together in Springfield, Illinois, not Missouri, Springfield, Illinois. I'll be there, and some others will be there, and we're going to be talking about defending and protecting the Constitution and Bill of Rights from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And here we have a perfect example of what we're talking about. We have enemies from within. We have the government being used to protect the interests, or it looks like that's what it appears to be. The government is being used to protect the interests of the oil industry. Industry.
Yeah, I wanted to say that BLM land is not owned by the BLM. It's called Bureau of Land Management. We only set up that entity to manage our public lands, the lands that were not granted out to the people who were settling the areas. There were lands that were sold to the states for school use to sell the, you know, to go ahead and sell and use the money for the schools. This is our land.
That's exactly right. It's our land, and we need to keep these guys from Washington, D.C. out of there. And it may come to head, and this may be the next Ruby Ridge, or even worse. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Under siege in Nevada. Rich Sheevan's with us, and he wrote the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Greg from Delta, Utah is on with us. And Greg, I'd like I'd like our class to know who you are. You are the program director for KYAH-AM 540 in Delta, Utah, and you are broadcasting USAPreparers.com to the entire state of Utah. I've seen the coverage map. Please continue.
Yeah, and I'm also off-grid, too, so I love the subject. I've been there for 8 years. I haven't had a power bill or seen a power line even near my place. But anyway, I just wanted to say a few words to help those people who aren't educated as far as what's going on out here. That ranch has been there since the 1800s in that family, and they have established rights. And to prove that, the state actually tried to buy the rights from the Bundys, and they wouldn't sell those rights. And now they're just going in and taking them through the BLM. And this is something that everybody needs to look at, because this is a major change going on, and it's all part of the Wildlands Act, which is part of Agenda 21 in rewilding America and forcing everybody into cities and discontinuing any public use of our own lands. So this is something that's going to encroach, and it's been encroaching on across this country with land grabs from Bill Clinton. Look what's happening in California when they basically dried up the irrigation to all those farms and orchards that are all dried up and pulled out now. I mean, yeah, it's just and the mainstream media is not talking about it. The paid
Greg, one of the things that you mentioned was on this broadcast was we're talking about dairy, and the dairy farmers are going under. They are going out of business. And class, I want you to know that there is nothing harder to do than be a dairy man or a dairy woman on this planet. There's nothing harder to do, because it is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Your cows need to be milked in the morning, in the evening, and there's no getting away. There's no vacation. You are absolutely, positively trapped on your dairy farm, and I am not kidding. There's not any money in it. You need a lot of land. You need a lot of fertilizer. You need a lot of equipment. You're inspected, detected by the government. It is absolutely brutal. They can shut you down in a heartbeat. Some government minion with an axe to grind can shut your business down, and you can lose everything on a whim. And I'm not kidding. So, and that's just dairy cattle. But these guys,
these government thugs
are absolutely out of control.
Yeah, that's the bottom. The bottom line is that they want to control the food, because if they control the food, they've got you controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Rich, please chime in. But I was in Las Vegas, and I mentioned on the way to the airport to one of the gentlemen who's sitting next to me. He's an instructor at a college level, and I mentioned, you know, power goes down in Las Vegas. It would be Mad Max, you know, within 24 hours, literally, because it's hot there and air conditioning is required. And even if the traffic lights stopped, it'd be Mad Max in Las Vegas, in my opinion. Well, the point is, everybody that was in these casinos and hotels and convention centers is a consumer at that point, including me. I was a consumer at that point when I was there. And where do they think this food comes from? Seriously, where do they think the food comes from? The store? The warehouse? Come on. So it comes from farms. Rich, your point, please.
Well, one of my points is, since we're talking about political correctness, America, we're suffering from silence. Okay, we need to draw a line in the sand and have zero tolerance for political correctness. How can we be the land of the free if we are not the home of the brave? We need to start saying it like it is and not be willing to concede and say that's just the way it is. Because everything that makes us happy, healthy, or human is going to fade away. And it's going to take with it value, appreciation, trust, respect, love, and forgiveness at the same time. How can we follow a few people at the top who aren't even practicing what they preach. They say to live green, but they don't do it themselves. They, you know, they're proponents of Obamacare, yet they have their own separate health care. They're proponents of Common Core, but yet they send their kids to private school. They're proponents of gun laws, but yet they use taxpayer dollars to hire bodyguards to protect themselves. I mean, when are we going to draw a line in the sand, folks? You know, we can talk about specific situations all day long, but we as a group of people need to stop being groups based on gender or skin color or sex. Or we need to start being Americans. We need it desperately.
Case in point, okay, if you got a permission from this county to put in an off-grid system, the first thing they require you to do is to buy a generator the size of the one that they run Smith's on, a grocery store on, when the power goes out.
How many watts is that?
Oh, I can't remember. It's enough to do a city block. I know that. I can't remember exactly.
Talking like 100 kilowatts.
I mean, yeah, I just looked at the guy and I laughed. I said, there is absolutely no reason. I said, I told him, look, you're an idiot. You don't know anything about off-grid, do you? And that's the last I talked to him. But,
they want followers and not thinkers. And we need to reverse that trend. They want to control you, put you under your thumb, and say how high you have to jump. And we need to get rid of this obsolete system that we have, and we need to bring back America for our traditions, culture, and heritage. There's nothing more traditional than being off-grid in America, because we're the last country that was really true pioneers and homesteaders.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, when I was in Las Vegas, you mentioned control. Greg, when I was in Las Vegas, I wanted to buy a lemonade. I mentioned this on the air. Just a glass bottle with lemonade in it, maybe just a single serving size, if you will. And I was at the store within the hotel. And they demanded, it was, I think, $2.29 plus tax. They demanded to see my ID for that single purchase at the Riviera Hotel. And I said, you need an ID to buy lemonade? ID, please. And they just would not yield. And I said, I handed them the lemonade, and I said, take this. This is yours. And I took my credit card. I snapped my credit card back out of her hand, the clerk. And she was not a teenager. She was a seasoned, hardened, lack of customer service person. And, you know, I would not yield. I would not give my ID to buy a lemonade. And the point here is, class, you can say no. Now, I took some heat from my colleagues. Said, come on, Vinny, what are you doing? Jeez, you know, all you had to do was show your ID, and, you know, you would have won that. You know, you would have had your lemonade. And I said, no, I am not going to show my ID to buy a lemonade. I'm not going to do it. I'm not a criminal. My card, it's my card. I didn't steal it. It's mine. I'm not going to be treated like a thug, a criminal, or even a suspect. I'm not doing it. So we can say no. And I suggest that all of you listening, all of you in USAPrepares.com, in our classroom, I suggest you stop saying, okay, I'll be glad to turn over my ID. Don't do it. Tell them no. Now, if the cops are going to arrest you, tase you, and grind your face into the street, maybe you ought to give them your ID just to preserve your good looks. But for these store clerks, no. Jeez.
Yeah, I heard an advertisement on the bracelet that they want to start using on flights that will basically the staff can push a button and bring you to the ground with electric shock technology. I mean,
I don't want to fly.
Honestly, I mean, come on. I'll walk before I get on a plane and do that.
I agree, and I really did not want to fly. I really did not want to fly to the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I really wanted to drive, but I couldn't pull it off. Time wouldn't let me do the couple thousand miles each way. Greg, do you have something else you want to say? We've got calls stacked.
Well, I just wanted to state on those established rights They were well established. The state tried to buy them from the Bundys. This can't happen because it, you know, everybody's next.
George Bush.
City, yeah, if you're not living in a city, you are next on the agenda.
George Bush said something, I'm paraphrasing, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Well, I would like to use that exact phraseology, class, that if you're not with us, meaning the farmers and the ranchers, you're with the terrorists. And who are the terrorists? That would be the federales.
There are good people in there, but, you know, they've got to realize, look, you're working for the bankers. You're working for the, you know, the globalists. You're no longer, you know, and obviously if you can go to bed at night and know that, then there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Greg, you said there's some good ones in there. I guess you mean in the federal government. Okay, here's the all points call to those good ones in the federal government. I suggest you show up in Nevada, and I suggest you stand between the federales who have the guns and the armaments and the body armor and the tasers and the drones and the helicopters and the sniper rifles. Stand between them and the ranchers. How about that?
Amen.
Greg, thanks.
Amen.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Nick from, let me see, we've got Nick from Wisconsin. You're on USAPrepares.com with me and Rich. We lost Nick. All right. Class, Rich Sheeb and I are going to be back in just a couple minutes after a couple of commercials. And we're talking about political correctness. It's spinning out of control, and you are seeing the evidence. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Fox, it's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us. We're talking about one New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. We're talking about political correctness, how it is destroying our country from within, how it is eviscerating the middle class. And, Rich, we've got Nick from Wisconsin on with us. Nick, go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I want to ask a few questions about the hard life that farmers live by. While it's true that they work all day, every day, no holidays, and I was working for the farmer, almost different farmers, almost all of my life. And one thing that I see here is farmers get new equipment, almost new equipment, nearly, I mean, every year. How is that possible? And I know how. Equipment depreciation, write-off on the taxes. There's your new tractor. Now, I live in a small town. Right behind me, there's a cornfield. I work for the local farmer part-time now because, you know, I'm getting older and stuff. And so I'm driving through those fields. There's a field on one side, there's a field on the other. Corn has been planted, and it's never been taken down. It stays there through the winter. It's being chopped off in the spring, and it's not just one field. Why? I'll tell you why. There is farm bill that both Republicans and Democrats that passed through passing, and there is your subsidies. The it doesn't really pay to take down the a cornfield. You can, all you need to do is just plant it, then write it off on the insurance that's being subsidized by taxpayer, and there you go. There's your
Nick,
life.
Nick, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a second. I'd like to respond. I'm a farmer. Now, I haven't been doing it all my life, but I have been farming since 1989. You talk about that new equipment. I have a tractor that I bought used. It's a 1984. That's 30 years old. I have another tractor. That's a John Deere. It's 100 horsepower. It's a very large tractor. I have another tractor that's an International Harvester. It was made in 1989. I have another tractor that I bought used. It's a John Deere. It's a 40 horsepower. It was manufactured in 1991. Okay, there are farmers who take subsidies, cost sharing they call it, and the rest of the farmers who don't hate the farm subsidies because they put us at a disadvantage. Those of us who do not take those farm subsidies are at a disadvantage to those who are on the government dole. We despise the government dole because it sets an unlevel playing field where we cannot effectively compete with people who are taking free money, our money, from the government, and that would be we the people. Now, here's the point. The point is that if you know somebody who works for the government, you have an advantage to get this free money, okay? And if you're willing to do it. Not all farmers are willing to do it. I am not. But my neighbor is. My neighbor is willing to take free government money to put in fencing and a well to take care of his cows. And the plan is to keep his cows out of the streams. And what does this man do? This man corrals his young calves right in the stream so they can drink from the stream and pollute the stream to do exactly what he was paid not to do. Those of us farmers who don't do those kinds of things despise those practices. I think I wanted to share with you my thoughts as a farmer. Not all of us do what you're talking about. Some do. Rich Sheban's been with us. Rich, we're going to be back again in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about off-grid living, and we'll talk about what it takes. Thanks so much for being with us. We got derailed today on this national story about a farmer under siege in Nevada. It's a national story. It's not going away. It could be the next Ruby Ridge. Let's hope not. It could be the next Waco. Let's hope not. You're on the cutting edge of what's happening. We're going to talk about it for the next hour. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. It's an outrage what's happening right here in America. We'll be back.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 60 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.